Hello, Elsie.
Hey there, Jessica.
What's up? Why are we singing today?
I don't know. I just decided to do that.
Should we just sing the whole show? Wouldn't that be fun?
I think we've tried that in the past. We have.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. It's when we had those conversations about doing musicals. It was hilarious. We have to look back to some of
I
our
remember
back
the musical, but I believe we were – I believe I was trying to prove the point that I could say and do whatever
oh,
I
yes,
wanted
exactly.
on the show.
Yes, you were. Absolutely. And that is absolutely not any of my – no, I cannot do what you do. You are just amazing. Remember – yeah, you came up with like all kinds of
It was
of
23
jingles.
Pages of show notes. Yeah, that's true. It's because I'm advertising obsessed, and I always have been. Even as a kid, I was always constantly watching commercials and cutting out magazine ads and singing jingles. And
it's just genius, is what it is.
What happens when you're advertising obsessed? Why, I don't know. You know, because I think advertising is fun.
Do you?
And I am a shopaholic, so I also love to be advertised too, and it always works. Mm-hmm. So. Don't try and sell me a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge because I'll totally get my checkbook out. Yeah. So how are you today?
I'm well. I'm hot. I am hot. It is very hot in this area, in this house. Very hot.
Is it swampy? Is it wet?
Yes, a bit. It is a hot and muggy and hot. Yeah. And my little girls, I don't sweat as much as my little girls do. They're like... just the poor little things don't do anything and they just start sweating. Their hair is all stuck to their heads. Mm-hmm. So funny. They've got the stinky girl smell.
Yeah.
Go take a shower. Go take a bath. Go
not smell is like sunscreen and candy. And
well,
like
no, I
sweat
no.
and dirt.
No. Yeah. I think sweat and dirt is what it is. It's not, it's not candy. No. And it's
Your
not
children
sunscreen.
Don't smell like candy?
No, they don't. They smell like dirty little girls.
Each of my children has a distinct smell, though. Like Emily used to smell like strawberries. Not like their diaper, but I mean like, you know, like their skin, their hair. Like she used to admit like a little bit of a strawberry smell. Nate's is more like fresh grass. And then Isaac smells like pancakes.
Oh my gosh. What a lovely smell. I have no
I don't
lovely
know why.
Smells for my children at all.
Yeah. No?
No. No, no. Yeah, there's that. So
it's like a skin smell. Their skin smells like pancake. I don't know. That just sounded weird. I don't smell them that often. I'm just saying.
When it does happen.
I've noticed. Right.
So,
right.
Shall we tell our people? Yeah. Shall we say welcome? I mean, congratulations to our winner. Should we say that?
Of
the Free Messengers DVD.
Yes, let's do that. Congratulations. Da, 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 da. So today our winner is Ginger of the Outlander podcast, who, by the way, recently found out that she is hosting a panel on Outlander at Comic-Con. Hello.
I know.
What a cool privilege.
Well, she's doing all kinds of stuff, dude. She's going to be like not going crazy. Sorry, Ginger. I was just saying that just because she is like being
That's sponsored. Personal.
And it's like not crazy, but like she's going to be a big both of them are going to be a big deal over at Podcast Movement as well. They're going to be they have like a booth experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you guys sponsored, they're kind of sponsored-ish by Audio Boom, and go check them out. They're going to be there doing all kinds of listener type things, and I don't know, I'm just really excited that a podcast that is about something entertaining, that is a fan cast, is getting mm-hmm. so much light shown on them, and that they were picked mm-hmm. because they have a rabid audience. They've got a big Facebook group. They have people who are really into this stuff, and I just feel that it's lovely to be recognized like that instead of be like, hey, let's get another one of those business podcaster guys. You know, this is so good, so good for them, and so good for all of us.
I know. I'm so excited for them. It's really nice.
Yay! So good for you.
You got a copy of the Messengers.
Totally. And you know what? Let us clarify what you need to do in order to get another copy. So this is the scoop, yo. Give us a screenshot, or you can just very simply, you know, forward your PDF of your receipt to the She Podcasts live event after podcast movement, which is not going to podcast. It's not about podcast movement. It's actually post podcast movement. It is essentially a $5 investment on your part, and you do not have to attend podcast movement to attend the She Podcast Live event. So that is what we want to see. We don't want to see you going to podcast movement, which is awesome. You get 15% off if you use the code She Podcasts, but that's not what gets you the Messengers DVD. What gets you the right. Messengers DVD is if you're coming to our live event after podcast movement. And you can email that information to info or feedback at shepodcast.com. Either one, info or feedback at shepodcast.com. Or you can, you know, tweet it out to us. That's fine too. But that's what you do. All right? You got it? We have how many more to give away, Jess?
We just have a few more to give away. So don't think that we're running out. Just send in your information. I mean, if I need more, I might be able to get more.
Exactly.
So when you hear this, just let us know that you'd like one. I know that the producer and the director of Messengers would like anyone who would like one to have one. So let me know if you want one. And please, but before you do, yeah, purchase a ticket to our meetup, which is going to be really fun. And if you want to purchase a ticket, did you already say the link? It's shepodcast.com/PM17. You said that, right?
No, I did not. Thank you for clarifying that. That is really great.
That is the link to where you can purchase your $5 ticket for our amazing roundup and roast of the podcast movement event. It is going to be around 1 o'clock PM right after the last keynote. So, make sure your travel plans include it. Don't fly out without seeing it. It's going to be a live taping of our show. It's going to be really fun. We're going to have some giveaways and sponsors and stuff like that. So it's going to be good. And what's next?
The news. Right? The news that are brought to us by the patrons. When we're streamlining our stuff. Thank you for those of you guys that have signed up to become a patron. I cannot wait to share with you guys all the stuff that we have that is going to be coming up, actually, for all of you guys in there. There's going to be a time when I think Jess and I are going to be able to sit down and like iron out all this stuff. And everybody who's already been a patron is going to sort of get the back stuff. If it's something going forward, those of you who have already committed to us, you are going to be honored through that. So it's going to be awesome. And we really just want to make it as a community supported thing. And our biggest things that we want to do is really, really beautiful accountability, support, participation, collaboration, education, advocacy, all of those things together from all of us.
Anticipation, motivation,
I know.
Collaboration.
Let's just continue just having all kinds of words just to come up. So
all the words,
coming in your face, all the words.
Yeah.
So please. So I've been keeping track of all of these things, and hopefully Jess and I will finally get together to do this. But thank you so much for those of you who trust us with this. I don't even know. Is vaguity a word or something that that's not a word? Something that's totally
vagueness?
Vague. Yeah. Thank you for putting up with the vagueness. Is that with the non-specificity?
I don't know what's happening.
Well, I'm just because I'm just saying, like, it's coming up and it's going to be awesome. Sign up.
Yes. All right.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's like, okay. Yes. I'm, you know what it is? I'm kind of being like Apple. What a wonderful transition to our news from today. Oh, my God. So let's get on with some news.
The news you can use for the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so some of you guys might have been able to listen to the bonus episode that we put out on Sunday this week, which was a really short episode. And that episode truly just went out because Jess and I kind of record earlier is what I meant, 5 days before anything goes live. And so sometimes we are slightly behind what everybody else is doing. And and these news that came out on the Friday after we recorded were perhaps some of the biggest news in the podcasting space. And I just thought, I think we needed to get something out so that you guys didn't wait for so long. And a lot of you guys get your podcasting news specifically from us, which thank you so much. And I kind of didn't want to be left behind, Jess, in all honesty. Because there's so many podcasts about podcasting that were like covering this. And I was like, I want us to have a voice too. I want us, but this is, we're going to kind of dive a little bit deeper into this. And I will both talk about it. And then I would love to get Jess's take on it. Because I essentially, in quotes, reported on it. I didn't, that's about it. Like, I didn't really comment beyond saying this is what happened. This is what they're doing. Okay. Ta-da. Okay. So, are you aware of, like, the stuff that went down?
Yes. I think for the most part I am, but I am not going to say because I want you to explain it.
Okay. So the first thing, actually, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to link to the actual presentation that was called, I think, Apple Podcasts inside of WWDC. So if you really want to watch this whole thing, you're welcome to. It's actually fairly short. I think it's about 40 minutes. And So yes, it's there. And one of the first things that was announced is that the podcast app, like we mentioned actually in the last episode, is going to be repurposed in a way. It's going to be streamlined. It's going to be shifted around to support what the next thing that they announced, which was seasons for podcasts. These are feed level specs that have been added to support your podcast showing up differently inside of the Apple Store.
Now, how do they even do that?
That's a great question. That's what your feed generator. So it's all done through the feed, which is exactly why, you know, when people are saying like, that's why I'm such an advocate for you knowing what your feed is and who's generating it and if it is iTunes spec supported, because most people, let's say you are managing your own feed, or let's say you are hosting your feed inside of your WordPress website that is not blur, like it's not through PowerPress or anything like that. It's just something like you've been hosting your files on your own website and you're trying to do all of this stuff on your own, or maybe you're hosting your stuff on SoundCloud or hosting your stuff on Squarespace and stuff like that. At this point, I don't know if SoundCloud and Squarespace are going to be able to support these new feed specs. I absolutely know that people like Blueberry, Libsyn, Spreaker, and Podbean and things like that, I am sure they are, all the developers behind the scenes are working to support these specific feed specs. So this is work that's being done by your podcast host. And then the way that it's going to work out, usually what happens is when you go inside of whoever you're going to publish your episode with, there's just going to be more settings inside of whatever that UI is. So if you're hosting with Blueberry and you're managing your stuff via PowerPress, I'm sure they're going to add these things within the PowerPress configuration. If you're hosting with Libsyn, when you go inside your Libsyn account and Libsyn has your feed, they're the ones that are managing your feed, you're going to go back in that back end and you're going to be able to configure these changes within that UI. And for Spreaker, same thing. So you don't really have to do the work. It's actually the developers that are doing the work for wherever you host your podcast. Now, if you happen to host it like with a host that does not update their specs, or you don't know about it, or you're doing it on your own and you're hand coding, then you're going to have to do it on your own if you feel that these are specs that you want to support. I mean, some of us aren't going to need them. So,
right.
Who do you think? So the people that are going to need them are people who are doing things like seasons, like those wonderful, you know, especially like something like Serial, right? So Serial,
I think it'll podcast. Just
go ahead.
It'll help advertisers. It'll help the podcaster sell advertising a little better, knowing that the season as a whole got certain downloads, as opposed to, you know, like the way we do it now, when there's a long pause in between seasons, it makes the downloads sort of dip, and then they don't look as attractive to advertisers.
You think so?
I know so, because, I mean, especially like, okay, like a sports podcast when, you know, it only has, you know, let's say football starts in around August and is done in February. So right now it's May and I'm trying to sell that show. It's tough because if you want to know how many downloads it got in the last 30 days, it's going to be a lot different than how it's going to be in September. So what I'd like to be able to do is say, here's their season. Here's what they got for the season.
I see.
You know, and that's any show that's seasonal. Because, yeah, they're getting 100, you know, right now they're getting maybe 100 downloads a day. But during the season, it's like 14,000.
Right. So it's a little bit different. So that's going to be, yeah. So essentially, also what this is going to do too, and I think that's why I wanted to talk with you, Jess, because I have no insight, nor do I, if I am honest, do I care about any advertising side information? Therefore, you are here to clarify that. But for the producer end of information, what it does for something like Serial or maybe some, when S-Town came out, what's really great is that you can essentially subscribe. And if you have that tagged as a serial or a season, if you have it that's that season tagged, then it actually can also deliver every episode from like first episode to whatever 13 episodes for the season, so that you start with number one versus a show like ours, where it's not. It's actually detrimental for us to have your first experience of us be our episode number one. So it's like it would be, you know, something like our show is a little bit more of the moment and we don't need to add that tag for our show because we want us to be the latest episode needs to come forth. So you can do that. There's a label that you're going to be able to choose whether you start from episode one to whatever, and you can configure that based upon seasons, which is really great. The other thing that you can also tag now is bonus episodes. Like, so the one that you heard on Sunday, I could actually, in the future, when all of this stuff is added, I could go in and I could tag that episode as bonus so that it is represented differently. I believe that that's what's going to show up inside of the podcatcher of the new podcast app. So it's going to be seen differently from the end user perspective. And also, you are also able to tag a preview or like not an ad, but you know, there's a lot of people that start a season with a 30-second or to like a 1-minute preview of that podcast. So now you can tag that as such. And it's going to be, again, presented differently or maybe even highlighted. Maybe there's a way. I don't know enough about what the UI of the podcast app is going to be, but it would be really interesting to be able to go to, let's say She Podcast has a preview episode that we've configured, something that's 30 seconds to 60 seconds. And it would be cool to tag it that. And then when somebody goes to the She Podcast page, how cool would it be if we have the snippet right at the top in a different way, that somebody can tap on it and consume that preview, and then they go, "Oh, I want to subscribe to that." So I thought that was cool.
That is cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So that was like the biggest things, and a lot of people want to see better UI from the podcast app. So you guys are going to get an opportunity to check that out, and that's going to be released when iOS 11 comes out in the fall, usually when the new iPhone comes out. So at this point, people are testing the beta that has been released for iOS 11, just to check it out, to see what happens, what are the functionalities that are really there from the perspective of being able to see all this stuff. Now,
how do you think that both the seasonal and just the iTunes stats in general, how do you think it's going to affect companies like Libsyn or Blueberry or Spreaker or SoundCloud or whoever?
I'm not sure. I think that it depends. My concern with a lot of this stuff is that not everybody needs what they've offered. I think that it's solving a specific problem that I think is a viable problem, that it's something that will facilitate content consumption from the user end, especially people who are publishing things like audio books as well, where they're telling a story or narrative podcast, that it's all about storytelling. I think it really will benefit those people a lot. Specifically, what I feel will be detrimental in some way is when people think that all of us need to have that. For a lot of us, it won't really influence us whatsoever. Like, I don't think that we need seasons Like she, like I feel like all of a sudden I don't want everybody that is a podcaster now to sit back and go, oh my gosh, we have to have seasons now. How do we do that now? How can I leverage, and that's what it is, how can I leverage these new feed tags to have everybody know my podcast? That is what's going to drive me bananas. Now,
yeah,
if you happen to already have seasons within, or you say to yourself, this is, you know, because there's a lot of podcasters out there that are having like interview type shows or are publishing already based upon these seasonal ways of producing their content, their editorial calendar. And usually it's based upon, you know, it's sort of to support the producer keeping podcasting. Because as you know, it's a challenge to do this. It's easier to do, like, I will be producing from like January till October, and then I'm going to take a whole quarter off to prepare for the next season. And some of these seasons have themes with them that are added to them, and which is awesome. And I think that for some that are already doing this, it's going to be a great benefit. But it doesn't necessarily benefit everybody. So I'm just saying, you don't have to come up with some new strategy to utilize these seasons, because if not, you're going to be missing out. Like, don't do that.
No, yeah. I mean, you don't have to take advantage of every single thing that comes your way is really the truth.
Mm-hmm. And how it's going to affect us is just that. So, okay. So I'll give you like a real world example how it's going to be affecting the hosts. A lot more support tickets. A lot more support tickets.
Yeah.
People going, when are you going to, when are you going to put the new feed stacks? What does that even mean? Do I have seasons? I don't know if I should have, should I have seasons? Where are we going to add it? Can I add those specs now to the, can I do it to my posse? It's just going to be insane. And I guarantee you it's happening to everybody already, because I've already seen it. And then there's going to be, do I need that? Do I need to have that? Do I need to have it now? Do I have to have it now? And so there's going to be a lot more support tickets being offered, a lot more FAQs, and a lot of videos telling people, chill out. This will all happen. Everything will be all right.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Lemon squeezy.
Yes. And this, yes. So till the fall, you guys can now remember that and then forget about it, because this isn't even going to be implemented until the fall. Still, right. Everything's in beta. They have just said that these are the new specs. Now, all of the developers are trying to work their booties off to be able to add this new thing that Apple has put up into their UI, which, as you know, they didn't know about until literally like a week and a half ago. So think about that for yourself. How long does it take for you to implement some gigantic new thing for yourself that somebody just said, ooh, look, there's this now. Right. So that's how it's going to affect it. But now getting to what I want to hear from Jess was the gigantic announcement that there's going to be podcast analytics coming from Apple. So
yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? What's your perception of what has just come out? Like, what's the impact that you feel around that?
At first, I have a couple of people on the team who are like, oh, this is going to just blow everyone's like business out of the water, because it's not just Libsyn and Blueberry. What about the networks like PodTrack, who boasts the most accurate stats, or Art19 or AdsWizz? You know, those are all people who are working with large networks in order to provide stats for them to sell to big, big advertisers. And if iTunes is providing their own, what does that mean for them? And so at first I was like, their business is no longer existing, but that's not exactly true. Like, at least for the people listening to this show and Libsyn, you know, what's great about Libsyn is that yes, iTunes is a huge part of your statistics, but you can also see how much of your traffic is coming from Stitcher and iHeart and Spotify and Google Play. Apple is obviously not going to offer that. However, it does give you the opportunity, if you're feeling lazy, aka, or, you know, or blasé about your show, you could just put it in iTunes and call it a day without needing a host. Right? You don't need a podcast host.
Yes,
you do. The whole point of the host was A, to get rid of the other junk in your feed like articles, and B, for stats. If you don't need the stats because you're only in iTunes, then there you have it.
I kind of disagree with that, but I understand what you're talking about.
What do you need a host for?
You need a host in order to deliver your media, dude. Come on.
But if you have a – okay, but our podcast has a specific category on our website. I could just take the category feed and put it in iTunes.
Yes, you can. But you need a host to host the media.
Right. If you don't have enough space on your server.
No. Dude. No. If we have 100 episodes – I know. No. If you have, like, if you podcast and you have 100 episodes on your website.
You can put it in Dropbox, though.
No! Oh my God. Yes, no!
Oh, my God. I love making them crazy.
No!
John right now is squirming as well.
You cannot do that. You guys, disregard what Jess just said. No. Because it is the amount of Dropbox right now has had so many times where they just can close you down because of that. Websites do not host meet. That's not what they're meant for. They're not media distributors. They're not deliverers of media. They are deliverers of static pages, which are completely different. The amount of bandwidth that you need in order to download something is gigantic. So let's say you have just five episodes up, and let's say your megabyte file is, I don't know, 30 megabytes because it's a 30-minute show or something like that. That's not very much, right? If you upload five of those things up there, but then all of a sudden you are on, I don't know, whatever the new, it used to be Oprah, but now it's no longer Oprah. But let's say you were Oprah back in the heyday and they said, oh my gosh, so-and-so has five episodes up, or you have the president on your podcast. And then everybody wants to come and download your episode. That means millions of people are tapping and going down and downloading those five episodes, even though they're 30 megabytes each. It's going to crash and burn. So being able to sustain the millions of people tapping onto your stuff, basically downloading at a rate that is fast, optimal, and literally built for distribution of media is by far much different than putting your stuff on a website. It's like, and it goes against the majority of people's terms of service. It just does. It's not part of the deal. So yeah, no. Okay. The reason that you need the podcast host is because of that. Do you now have to have advanced stats? No. But here's the thing. We at this moment do not know if the only way to access those stats is going to be via something like Podcast Connect, which is, its own thing. It's how now people have to, submit their podcast RSS feed inside of the Apple Podcasts catalog, or if it's going to be something that they release an API or whatever to the other podcast hosts or people who also distribute content so that they can add that to their back end, which is how whenever, you look at Libsyn stats, you do get to see what's happening with iHeartRadio or Google Play and all that stuff, because we've got a way that we can report and everything's back inside of our system. There are certain places that you can't see that, such as YouTube. Like YouTube does not give information back to Libsyn, and SoundCloud does not give information back to Libsyn. So if you are distributing to YouTube and to SoundCloud from Libsyn, in order for you to see those stats, you have to go inside of those places. So you've got to sort of like go to a different place to get those stats and then add them all together. And then that's how you get your total file. So we don't know at this moment, because the only thing that they have said is that they're still in development, which means they don't really have it fully done. And it's going to be released later this year, which is sort of like what I just said about our patrons. It's still in development and it will be released later this year.
Right.
It's like, oh, cool. The good things are coming. And the other thing is that they're going to check on these different things. And this is what I said before. They're actually not going to give individual podcast analytics, episode analytics, which is sort of what the NPR folks wanted to focus on. They're going to be doing things like performance of episodes over time. That's going to be interesting. They're going to check on when the episodes were played. And I think when is the word here, when it was played, how long it was played. And also you'll be able to see when parts are more interesting than others. So they are going to be able to tell you whether or not somebody quickly skipped over your 30-second to 45-second intro ad or the mid-roll or whatever and be done with that. They're also going to be respecting user data. So user data privacy, which means that they're just going to be giving you the data. They're not going to be giving you specifics. So of the users themselves. So there are going to be, there's no individual events that are going to be doing through there. So there's that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So basically they're going to go to how many people are listening, how much are they listening, and where are they listening. That's essentially what they're going to be giving you back for. And they're only
but
going
also
to...
how long, right? When
yeah,
they
yeah.
stop, when they stop listening.
Yeah, so how much?
Said?
Yep, totally. How much, when
how
they
much,
stop
yeah.
and whatnot. And so that's...
I thought you meant how much... There's difference between frequency and length of listen.
Oh, right. Absolutely, you're right. To clarify that, yes. Then it is how long. Yeah, how long people are going to be doing that. So that's going to be interesting. And also, you know,
it's really interesting. It's a game changing thing, really.
It does. There are some people that it's going to. Oh, but the other big thing that we need to also speak on to is the fact that you don't get any of these analytics if you are not in iTunes. And if the person who is consuming your content is consuming your content via, let's say, something like Castro, because that's how I consume my podcasts, are all done via Castro, which is my favorite way to consume content. I very rarely go inside of the podcasts app. I only go there when I am working with a client specifically, and I want to see what it looks like for them there to optimize for that app. But I don't do it for myself because at this moment, that app is so annoying to me and I don't like it. So
yeah, it's very annoying.
So that's why. But
I concur.
So if somebody's not lit, so you can't really get, I would say that you're going to get the usage habits or the consumption habits of the general population / I would even venture to say newish type podcast listeners, but you won't get the data from the people who are hardcore podcast fans and podcast listeners, because it is rare for one of us to choose to interface with the podcast app as our sole way of consuming content. So you won't get that data. You'll get from, you know, the other people and whatnot. And that's about...
I use the app. I don't use anything else.
But I don't think that I would call you a hardcore podcast listener.
No.
That's what I'm
Touché.
Saying. I'm just saying from the people who are like, like, you know, like me, like... Somebody like me is not going to go to the podcast app to listen. We have our own way, our own quirky ways of consuming a bazillion, jillion different things. And part of it is that I think in most hardcore podcast listeners subscribe to a lot of podcasts. Mm. And right. The podcast app doesn't manage a lot of subscriptions very well. It's very clunky. It's kind of confusing. It doesn't give you too many options. It's annoying as all get out. You can't refine the usage case for that. And for most people, it works because, as we know, the data showed that now the average has moved to more like 5 podcast subscriptions for the general public. Having 5 subscriptions is cool. You can do that with a podcast app. That's awesome. But having 25 to 30 podcasts that you're subscribed to and random episodes added here and there, it's not feasible for somebody's experience in consumption.
Got it.
That is all I'm saying.
Got it.
Got it.
Neat.
So I would say for you guys that are listening, just stay put. Don't be asking for when is this going to happen, because nobody knows. Nobody knows. And it's funny how when we as...
Nobody knows
the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the trouble that we're all going through right now with all of you guys going, when is it going to? We don't know. And they don't believe us. And if somebody says they know something that they don't believe them, because Apple has not released at the time of this recording, which is the beginning of July, or almost mid-July, then don't believe them. They haven't done anything. They haven't released anything. So, but here's a question for you, Jess. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think are going to quit podcasting when they see their stats?
I don't know. What? The hosts, first of all, if they haven't quit by now, they're not going to quit further. You think seeing Apple stats is going to make them quit? I mean, you think they're going to be vastly different from what they see in Libsyn, or do you think they don't look?
Well, I think that this is why I'm saying this. What if they look and then they start to... I think that they do see it, but it's different when you're getting information like you had 500 downloads. You had 500 downloads of your latest episode. You get that information. That's what you get from Libsyn, right?
Yeah.
So then, like, all of a sudden, they start to look at deeper into their stats, and they see that the majority of these people skipped through half of their content, and half of them didn't even finish listening. Mm-hmm. And you are wanting to...
And they're going to go, fuck this. I don't care. Right. No one's listening. Whatever.
Exactly. Well, like, because especially those people that want to do ads for their show.
Yeah.
And so if they are like really pushing and they're like, oh, I'm going to do an ad. And then they look at their listener stats and they go, oh my gosh, people only listen to like the first half of my show. Or what if they see that lots of people, like, let's say they get 500 downloads, and out of those 500 downloads, only half of them actually listen to the podcast. Because that happens too. I have downloads on my phone that I haven't listened to. And I'm like, oh, I have to listen to that. And then finally, I'm so far behind that I'm like, oh, forget it. And I never do. I just never listen to the podcast.
I think we're going to have to start a podcaster therapy program.
Okay, that I do think that would be great. Yeah.
Because I think people are going to, you're right, they are going to get very discouraged. But, you know, it's no different than if you were making dresses. You know, you're a dressmaker, people buy the dress, you're happy. Knowing they're not wearing it is going to be painful. No one wears my dress 50% of the time. It's just sitting in the damn closet. What's the point? I mean, that's kind of painful information to know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to know how many people listen to the first 5 minutes of the show and then bang off. It's an hour and a half show. I mean, wouldn't you feel like, well, what the hell are we doing this for?
Nobody gets to hear the pet peeves
and the tech tools. Stop doing it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's one of those things where we're going to have to be looking through that. And I have a feeling that the ignorance is bliss sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. Ignorance is bliss. I'd rather.
It is, especially in this case.
Yeah, because it's going to be tough. Bliss. And I know for the feed, it's going to be really interesting. Well, you know what, though? I don't think it's going to be the same. See, it's interesting because for the feed, most people listen – my other podcast with Rob Walsh, most people skip through like the solo portion of what I do, which is the beginning, mm-hmm. I would say about 10 to 12 to 15 minutes depending on what I have at the beginning of the show, which is essentially the community building stuff, the new stuff, where I introduce the show – blah, 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 blah. And then we cut to the industry communication that Rob and I have. And the majority of people, that's what they listen for. And I've got lots of comments about that where it's like, oh, I don't listen to the beginning of the show. But those kinds of comments are generally from our hardcore listeners. Those are like our the super fans that we have. That's what their experience is, because they're more interested in the meat of the content versus maybe somebody who finds us inside of the, again, we're going to talk about this again, inside of the Apple Podcasts app, which would, I assume, given like as a psychographic assessment, when I would say to them that would be a little bit more on the newbie side, just starting to get into podcasting. They really are invested in those shows that they want to subscribe to. If they're using the podcast app, then they would listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
So maybe that will show me something different. I don't know. So, but.
Do you think it could improve podcasting? So if you have a podcast that you're doing an hour's worth of content, and then all of a sudden you look at your stats and everybody stops listening after half an hour, you take that hour show and turn it into a half an hour show.
It could save a lot of people time. You're right. It could show you. Mm-hmm. It could show you that. You know what's interesting? Great question, John. I'm thinking, like, I wonder if there's like a, if there's going to be, and I don't know if they're going to get this type of in-depth, but it would be interesting to see somebody that's put out a 90-minute show, because sometimes the feed is that long. To put a 90-minute show out and then to see that they listen to the first half hour on Sunday, then they listen to the other half hour on Wednesday, and they finish listening the next Saturday. Like, I wonder if that kind of stat's going to be there. Because that happens to me absolutely 100% with a lot of the episodes that I listen to of my own personal stuff. Most of the shows I listen to are like at least 90 minutes up to 2 hours. And I listen throughout the week. I don't have that kind of time in one sitting to listen. So anyway, I think we've beat this to death. How about you, Jess? Are you bored out of your mind now talking stats and...
I love stats. I would never get bored talking about this. I could literally talk about this all day. I'd like to research stats while we're talking about stats.
Is that what it is? To research stats? Is that what it is? Okay. All right.
Well,
that
was the fun stuff. I love stats.
You love stats.
I do. Do I not see? Just because I don't understand how hosting media works doesn't mean I'm not mathy. I like statistics and stuff like that, especially, I mean, you know, as a web designer, the more stats, the better. I mean, you can't, this statistics can only improve the product. If you can take your little baby soul and your feelings out of it and your passion and your sweat and your work and every emotion that you have tied into your content, you'll find that statistics overall are good for you to improve your product. And as a web designer, you know, you look at your pages, which ones aren't being read. You get rid of those. You stop updating them. No one's looking at the page, your press page. That's because for whatever reason, no one cares where you were, you know, advertised. Stop updating it. Just put logos on the homepage and be done with it, right? So you can really know your effort. Again, if you and I look and it turns out that, what if it finds out that people skip to the end? They only want to hear the weird and wild show of the week and the pet peeves, and they don't care about the news and the tool tips. I mean, wouldn't you think, well, gee, I either better make this more interesting or stop doing it.
Yeah, no, it would give you, absolutely, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, if you see people skipping through the beginning of the show or like they're not interested in the chit-chat, in our chit-chat,
right?
Then, you know, it's for us, and but who knows? Who knows? And yeah, so it's just going to, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the Sleep With Me podcast, he has three sections of the show. The first 5 minutes is sponsors. The next 5 to 12 minutes, he tells you about how the show works. Here's who I am. Here's what I'm trying to do. I take 5 minutes and talk about sponsors. Then I take 12 minutes to introduce the show and how it works. And then I tell you a bedtime story. That's usually at around the 17-minute mark. You can find it in the show notes. So if you're new here and you want to listen to the whole thing, you can. Also, some people don't even get to the story. They fall asleep during the intro. They skip the sponsors, or they fall asleep during the sponsors. It's your choice. There's no pressure. The story starts at this time. You know, he tells you to skip it. So when he looks at his stats, all he's going to get to find out is, how often are people listening the first 5 minutes? How much of the intro do they listen to? Like, often I will follow. I kind of like hearing him say the same thing every night about how to listen to the show, because like the other night, he wandered off and started talking about stepping on peaches during that time and like feeling peach.
Oh, no. In the middle of a peach story, Jessica disappears. So, guys, Unfortunately, I'm here to give you a little bit of bad news. Bad news all around, yo. This is the part of the show where I come in and I say, we had a snafu. We had a tech oopsie that unfortunately we were not able to fix because of our crazy schedules, and there was all kinds of graduations happening this weekend. Congratulations, all the graduates from the Buchanan and Kufferman households. And so there was lots of celebration happening, and there's no way that we could have sort of finished up the show. So here's the scoop. This is what we're going to do. We're going to actually pick up next week with the rest of the information, the rest of the news. We actually chatted about being featured on the Odd Dad Out podcast, which was an amazing conversation, and I'm so bummed we lost it. We do dive into Weird and Wild Show of the Week, of course, which is also going to come back then. But now we are actually we just have to say bye-bye. Mind you, do remember to sign up for our She Podcast live event, which is at shepodcast.com/PM17. Remember, if you're in anywhere in the LA area, Orange County area, San Diego area, any of that part, you can come to our event. You don't have to be part of Podcast Movement to do that. So you guys can show up there. If you have any comments, any feedback or anything like that, please feel free to email us over at feedback@sheeppodcast.com. And I'm so sorry we left you hanging in the middle of that. I mean, how awkward. You should have heard John. He was very, very sad. But unfortunately, this is what we're going to have to deal with. So hope you guys are understanding, and we will see you guys next. Well, we will chat with you guys next week, give you the scoop a little bit of what happened behind the scenes. And hey, the show must go on. And again, if you have anything to say to us, feedback@shepodcast.com. We love you and we mean it. Bye-bye.